Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Improper statistics with TIAC.
Mm-hmm.
You think most people have never watched their parents boink?
Wait. Can we not say watched?
Yeah. Okay, well, witnessed.
Okay, walked in thank on, you. Yeah.
Yeah, a high majority, 90% probably, have never walked in on it happening. 90%?
Okay, you really think it's that high because you didn't?
Right, I never did.
And did you know they were boinking?
I've never talked to any of my friends who've been like, yeah, man, it's never happened.
They don't want to talk about it.
I've asked them, and they just...
No, you haven't. 303-222-5423. Text in if you've seen your parents do
Or if your parents and your kids have walked in on you, which, T-Hack, you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a problem?
No.
Because you lock your door.
Yes. I'm the most... What's another word for anal?
Diligent.
Diligent. I'm the most diligent person.
I've never done diligent. What's that?
I'm very diligent because I don't want it to happen.
Oh, can I just say, it's radio, so not everybody gets the joy of this, but Erin just sometimes just puts her head down and is like, I'm out. Like, she's just like, nothing to say about the diligent.
Okay.
I'll be over here.
Here's the thing. I think, I don't know 100%, but I'm pretty sure I did see my parents. Because it's one of those things that you just go, I got to shove that down. I got to not let that be a core memory.
Don't let this imprint.
And walk away? Or did
I don't remember. Like, I know. Okay. Couple things. When you guys were growing up, I am older than you, but there weren't, like, people didn't put locks on their doors inside the house. There was a lock on the bathroom door. There still is a lock on the bathroom door. That's the only door in a house that has a lock on it. At a certain generation of house, I don't know what year they started putting locks on bedroom doors. That seemed like, what are you, locking your kids in there? Like, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah. It can be kind of dangerous too, especially like our kids have done it where they lock the door on the inside and we have to pop it out because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Right. So you just walked in. Like I would just walk into my parents' bed if I needed to barf, like
I threw up.
You go in like, yeah.
Well, now you really need to barf.
So I know for a fact I've seen something I shouldn't see.
But, like, was it actual relations or was it the beginning?
Or
the end? Oh, no.
He nailed the dismount.
Oh, gosh.
Both feet flat on the ground.
Go ahead.
Come on. I don't think it's that.
I don't think it's, like, I don't think it's weird. I just don't think it happens. Like, there's a story, there's a sex therapist.
Yeah.
And she says it's bound to happen eventually. that yes. your kids will walk in on you.
Yes. Like, well, not just, anymore because of locks, but... But yeah. like sometimes
but
you just,
wouldn't do anything. Like you wouldn't lean some against that was old. Put the chair against the door or something.
No,
you know.
I feel like that's like really killing the mood.
Yeah,
you're
like, time
I
for that.
Lean the chair up real quick.
I know something that will also kill the mood. A Your child kid. Walking in. Perhaps more.
Because I'm going to tell you. I will tell you. Like I've had a friend who they have locks on their doors, but like sometimes you're just like you're moving right. You're like let's.
Or it's like late at you're, night and you think your kid's asleep.
Right.
I'm not a parent. I'm just assuming.
Mm.
And then you're in the act and then you feel the tiny little hand.
No.
Touching your bare skin.
No, no, no.
And they're just like, and in this case, I remember it so distinctly.
Were you the tiny hand? Or
no,
you
no,
were,
no, no, no. Okay. It's a friend of mine. And oh, okay. The little hand was like, and then the kid was like, stop hurting mom.
Oh,
because oh
from a child's perspective, if you've watched enough wrestling or MMA or whatever, it's like she's clearly tapping out. She's trying to like,
oh, fucker.
The poor kid just trying to save
it's like,
their mom.
No, Dad, don't.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
But so this to circle back, the story says what Tiak has a problem with is he doesn't think it's ever going to happen. Let's pretend it happened to you right now.
Okay.
Even though, like, somehow you guys forgot the lock.
Okay.
What are you going to say? Because most people do what it's like, we were just wrestling. Like, you don't tell them the truth. You don't say, this feels great.
Or, I
don't know.
This.
I'm not trying to be weird. Like, what?
Right, honey? It's okay. Honey, back me up.
You gotta say something though, right?
Yeah, I think I would just say like we were having some alone time, some adult time, maybe, or like we need a moment.
Oh, so you'd lean into it. You're not making up like we were playing a horse and jockey, or
you no? Because I feel like as someone who doesn't have kids, well, I feel like that could be encouraging the kids to like they're
to
playing
horse
exactly.
Jeez,
oh, so I agree with Hack. Again, I know I don't have kids, but I would assume that I would do something like that too, where it's like, this is mom and dad time.
Yeah, I agree. I try to like lie as little as I have to, because I just, every time you say something that's not true, eventually you have to go, remember that thing? That wasn't true. Yeah. And I don't like to do that. So even like if my wife and I are going out on a date, we're getting a babysitter, we just tell them like, mommy and poppy want to spend some time together because we're married and that's important. It's not like, well, we have, you know, don't make up a lie for no reason. So I think the similar. Mommy and Poppy want to spend some time together. You need to get out now.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.